弟兄姊妹，我们上次有交通到那个惊人的恩典。
So brothers and sisters, last time we shared about amazing grace.
我常常在想哈，主的事情，神的事情，常常是超过我们以为我们所能够理解的。
I've always been meditating on the works of God has always been above what we can understand.
对，比如说讲到这个恩典这个事情。
When it talks about the grace.
我们会觉得是的，我信了主，我是一个蒙恩典的罪人。
And we can say, yes, I believe in the Lord, and I'm a sinner saved by grace.
我大概，可能我们会觉得我大概就蛮清楚什么是恩典。
We might think that we already understand what grace is.
但是我觉得当我信主越久，
But actually, after I believe in the Lord longer,
有时候我在思想神的事情的时候，
When I think about the works of God and things of God,
好像会觉得我所认识的，我所明白的，没有我想象的那么多。
So,
就是我其实没有明白那么多。
So I don't actually understand that much.
我可能有的时候不是那么真的明白。
I don't really understand what I thought I understand.
恩典也是当中一个。
Grace is one of them.
对，有的时候我们没有好好去想过什么是神的恩典。
Sometimes we never deeply think about what the grace of God is.
对，我们想到的是我得救了。
And we thought we got saved.
对，那我们就要请问，在我们的经历里面，我是哪里接受到神的恩典呢？
So we need to ask ourselves in our experience which part do we get the grace from God?
我是在一些情形底下，主的恩典有扶持我吗？
In some circumstances, did the grace of God sustain me?
对，其实我们在属灵的经历上，我们有的时候需要回头再来好好的思想来学。
So in our spiritual experience, our spiritual journey, we need to go back and start from the beginning and to learn.
我想我们愿意谦卑，好像回到一个很基本归零的态度来多认识主。
I think we need to humble ourselves and go back to the beginning and to know our Lord.
神是一位很丰富的神。
So our God is all sufficient God.
对，虽然我想我今天信息呢仍然是强调恩典这个方面。
So today my message is going to be emphasized on grace.
但是我们的神仍然是全面的。
But our God is all sufficient and abundant.
对，我想也请弟兄姊妹祷告扶持这样一个聚会。
So please, brother and sister, pray for the meeting.
对，我们也有弟兄第一次用英文来翻译。
So we have brother the first time to interpret in English.
好。上一次好，我是用一个路加福音的一个事情，是一个女人。有一次主耶稣到了一个西门的家里。
So last time we talked about in Luke chapter 7, and our Lord Jesus Christ came into a woman's house who is the sinner.
然后这边是一位主人西门。
The house of the owner is Simon.
然后有一个女人是个罪人。
And a woman who is the sinner.
然后这个女人呢，一看到主的时候，她就一直流泪。
And when the woman saw the Lord, he wept. She wept.
然后她用香膏在膏主。
So she anointed God with the oil.
她好像用眼泪湿了主耶稣的脚。
Her tears wept the feet of our Lord.
然后西门就有点看不起这个女人。
So Simon despised the woman in his heart.
这个他心里在暗想说，这个耶稣你不晓得这个女人是个罪人吗？
So in his heart he thought, Jesus, don't you know like she is a sinner?
然后当主耶稣看到这两个人的内心的反应的时候，
So when Lord Jesus Christ saw the inner part of these two people,
他马上有个感觉，他知道说这个女人，这个罪人，这个女人里面对主充满了爱。
So he had a feeling in his heart when he saw the sinner, the woman.
然后这个做主人的一个这位西门呢，好像只是一个表面上在招待主。
So the house of the owner Simon, he's just pretending in outward to serve the Lord.
然后主耶稣就指出他们两个人的不同。
So Lord Jesus pointed out the difference between the two people.
因为这个女人，她深刻的觉得她是蒙了很大的恩典。
This woman, she deeply thought she was saved by amazing grace.
她觉得她亏欠主到这个地步，她是没有办法偿还的。
And she was so guilty that she cannot pay back what the Lord has done for her.
所以当她蒙神的蒙主的恩典的时候呢，她心中有一个感恩的态度。
So when she received the grace from God, she had a thankful heart and a grateful heart.
然后主就感受，可以感受得到这边这个女人呢，对她有一个爱的回应。
So our Lord Jesus saw the response of love in this woman.
所以我上一次的负担的的确确是想到说，我们真的认识神在我们身上这么大的恩典吗？
So last time I burdened us, do we really understand the amazing grace the Lord has done in our life?
我们可能头脑知道。
Maybe in our head we understand.
我们嘴巴也可以感恩。
We can say the thankful words in our mouth.
但是我们里面真的有那个感觉，我是一个蒙了大恩，蒙了丰盛恩典的一个罪人吗？
But deeply in our heart, do we really understand and feel we are saved by the amazing grace?
因为这个联系到我们是否是一个爱主的人。
Because this relates us if we are one who truly loves the Lord.
我们头脑都知道主爱我。
In our head knowledge, we know God loves us.
然后我也应该要爱主。
And I'm supposed to love the Lord.
但是我有的弟兄姊我这样原谅我这样讲，有的弟兄姊妹心里是暗暗这样想。
Forgive me to say that some brothers and sisters in their heart.
有必要这么追求主吗？
Do we really to pursue the Lord like this?
像这些有一些弟兄姊妹，这么努力追求，有这种必要吗？
Like some of the brothers and sisters that seek the Lord so much, is that really worth it?
弟兄姊妹，我们好意思这样想吗？
Is that right to think like this?
我们真的，我们怎么会这样想呢？
How can we think like this?
当主的恩典是这么大的时候
，When the grace of the Lord is so abundant, it's so amazing.
我可能有软弱的时候，有点没力量。
And sometimes when I'm weak,
但是我敢这样子想说，哎呀，这个主有什么有那么需要那么追求他吗
？How can I have this mindset? The Lord is not worth I to pursue so much like that.
对，所以这里面有一个很关键的原因是我这里面。没有那么真的感觉我是个蒙恩的罪人。
There is a key here. We have never thought I'm a sinner saved by grace.
我今天想要因为我觉得我可能讲的不是很完全。
I think I didn't share like completely.
Yeah, my sharing was not very complete. 所以我今天有一个定了一个题目。
So I have a topic for today.
叫做恩典中的责任。
The responsibility in grace.
更准确的说，这个恩典是神的恩典。
So the grace is the grace from God.
然后这个责任是人的责任。
The responsibility is of us.
也就是说，当我们接受了神的恩典之后
，So after we receive the grace from God,
这里面就带进人要有的他的责任。
It brings that we need to have our responsibilities.
在我进去之前呢，我在想一个事情。
Before jumping into the topic,
如果哈，我们在我们的人生当中跟主的关系还是比较好的。
If in our life our relationship with the Lord is good,
然后我们经过我们的人生，也是跟主的这个经历呢，也是有的。
We have some experience after the journey of our life.
然后我就在想一个问题。
I've been thinking about one question.
假设我们今天不管我们年纪轻还是年纪长哈。
No matter you're young or old.
假设有一天我们到了我们人生的尽头。
If one day it comes to the end of our life.
然后我们回想我们的一生。
And we think back our life.
我们会怎么样去描述我这个一生在主面前的这个一生呢
？And how do we describe our life before the Lord？
大家想一想
，Let's think about this。
我相信可以，我们可以有的时候可以这样说：，我这个一生是蒙了 很多的福气。
I think sometimes we might say this, I receive a lot of blessings from the Lord.
或是我可以说，我这一生有主的带领。
I might say the Lord lead me through this my whole life.
也许我们也可以讲说，我这一生呢是有主与我同行。
Or maybe the Lord walked with me in my life.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹会怎么想哈。
I don't know how brother and sister would think about this.
我的第一个想法，我会觉得说，我的一生是蒙恩的一生。
So my first thought is, my life is full of grace.
我的一生好像是蛮有恩典的一生。
My life is full of grace, and I receive the grace from God.
这是我的第一个反应跟想法。
This is my first reaction and my first thought.
我们读两处圣经。
Let's read two scriptures.
诗篇二十三篇第六节。
Psalm 23, verse 6.
诗篇二十三篇第六节。
Psalm 23, verse 6.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
然后我们再读诗篇三十篇第五节。
Psalm 30, verse 5.
诗篇三十篇第五节
Psalm 30 verse 5
因为他的怒气不过是转眼之间他的恩典乃是一生之久一宿虽然有哭泣早晨便必欢呼
For his anger is but for a moment His favor is for life Weeping may endure for a night But joy comes in the morning
当大卫回想他的人生有一位好牧人在带领他
When David looked back his lifeThere is a good shepherd led his whole life.
没有错，在他的这个人生的历程里面，会有各式各样不同的经历。
And in his life, there were different sorts of experience.
有时候感觉到饱足，感觉到滋润。
Sometimes he felt full, satisfied.
对，有时候会经过死荫的幽谷。
And sometimes he went through the valley of death.
但是当他总结他这个整个跟随好牧人的一生的时候
But when he summed up his journey walking with the good shepherd
他会觉得说我的一生有恩惠慈爱随着我
He had a feeling that surely goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life
也许在这个过程里面神有责备
Maybe in this journey God rebuked him
然后神有发怒的时候
God showed anger to him.
但是他总觉得神的怒气不过是转眼之间。
But he always felt the Lord's anger is for just a moment.
但是他的恩典乃是一生之久。
But his grace and favor is for life.
这个就好像我们上次唱的那首 Amazing Grace.
This is like what we sang last time the hymn Amazing Grace.
对，我是个失落的人，我被找回了。
Once I was lost.Today I'm found.
然后我是个瞎眼的，但是我今天看得见了。
Once I was blind, now I can see.
对，但是当我们作诗人继续写下去的时候
，But when the hymnist continued writing,
他是说我的一生呢有恩典在那里带领我。
So my whole life has grace to lead me through.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是否愿意真实的在我们是否愿意说在我们的人生的末了回顾的时候呢？
So brother and sister, are we willing to say when we look back our life?
我们可以从心中的深处很诚实的说
We can from the depth of our heart, we can honestly say
是的，我的一生乃是蒙恩的一生
Yes, my whole life is full of grace.
我们神的恩典乃是一生之久
The grace of our Lord is for life.
所以但愿我们都能够成为一批常常蒙神恩典的人
May we all receive grace from the Lord.
在我们讲到恩典的时候呢，有一个根基是不变的。
When we talk about grace, there is a foundation which has never changed.
对，不仅我们的主是丰丰满满的有恩典有真理。
Not only our Lord is full of grace and truth.
然后在我们这边呢，我们都是在白白的在一直在接受神所给我们的恩典。
On our side, we freely receive the grace from our God.
对，我记得在我初信主的时候。
When I first believed in the Lord.
对，有一次有年长姊妹来拜访我们。
So once an elder sister came to visit us.
姓张。
Her surname is John.
她第一次来的时候，我们一同的在主日擘饼聚会。
So when she first came here and we break the bread with the Lord.
然后我还记得她的祷告。
I still remember her prayer.
她说主啊，这个都是恩典，都是恩典，一切都是你的恩典。
She said, all of grace, everything is of your grace.
这是给我印象很深的。
Left a deep impression in my mind.
我想说这个姊妹她有个感觉，好像所有的一切呢都是神的恩典。
So this sister had a feeling that everything is of grace.
对，她虽然是个传道人，但是她仍然觉得所有事情都是神的恩典。
Even though she's a preacher, and she still thought everything is of grace.
所以这个是对的。
This is correct.
当我们来读罗马书。
When we read the book of Romans.
对，罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
Okay. 罗马书第三章二十三节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。二四，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
Romans 3:23-24. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. 24. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ.
对，所以我们才常常说，我们是这个是白白的恩典。
So we often say this is free grace.
在罗马书里面呢，我们比较熟悉的，我们会有印象的一些字呢，比如说是罪。
In the book of Romans, we're familiar with some terms like sins.
比如说义，公义的义。
Righteousness.
信心的信。
Faith.
我们也知道保罗提到十字架。
We know Paul mentioned the cross.
但是在罗马书里面，我算了一下，恩典这个词呢，常常出现了21次的。
So I counted in the book of Romans, the term grace appeared 21 times.
对，也就是说在我们这些犯罪的人，这些罪的背景里面。
So for us as sinners,
然后在神要让我们能够称义的工作里面。
For the justification of the work of God for us.
然后在人必须要用凭着信来接受这个救恩的这个背景的里面。
For us, we have to receive the grace by believing the Lord, by our faith.
其实保罗他一直在讲这些是从神来的恩典。
Paul always said, "This is all from God."
也就是说，这是一个白白的恩典，是不带任何条件的。
This is a free grace with no condition.
通通是神所做的。
This is all what God has done.
对，人在当中没有办法有任何的contribution 能够做任何事情。
No human being can contribute to the redemption work.
那唯一的条件就是我们必须要相信跟接受。
The only condition is we have to believe and receive the grace.
但那个不是我们的工作，那个是去接受这个恩典。
But this is not the work of us. This is our action to receive the grace.
对，也因着如此，我们这批蒙恩的人呢，没有办法有任何的夸口。
Because of this, we have sinners saved by grace. We cannot boast.
对，在这个事情上面，我能干什么呢？
In this matter, what can I do?
对，这个事情上面，我真的做了什么叫神能够称我为义吗？
What did I do to make the Lord to justify myself?
在所有的这些拯救救恩里面，我没有办法做任何一件事情。
I can do nothing in the salvation.
所以全部的预备，全部的成就都是神的恩典。
So all the preparation work and all the complete work is all of God.
所以我仍然记得这个，我是的。主啊，我愿意祷告说，我所有接受的，通通都是从你来的恩典。
Yes, I want to pray that the Lord, everything I receive is all by your grace.
在这边接下来我就要讲到在恩典当中的责任。
So next I'm going to share about the responsibilities in grace.
我们的信主好是白白的恩典。
Yes, our believing in the Lord is of free grace.
但我们就会有一个有一个想法。
So we have a misunderstanding.
对，所以我信主呢都是神给我嘛。
So I believe in the Lord is all God gave me.
对，如果神不给我的话，我就没有办法信主。
If God doesn't give me, I cannot believe in the Lord.
所以如果有一天有一个不信主的人站在神的面前，
So if one day an unbeliever stands before God,
他是否可以说我这边我没信主是因为你没有给我。
Can he just say, I don't believe you because you didn't give me anything?
那当然不是。
Of course not.
在有一天当我们面对神的那个永远的审有一天当人面对神永远的审判的时候
So one day when people meet the final judgment of our God
神会告诉这个人说你有一个责任。
God will comment on this person. You have your responsibility.
我在你的周围安排了各样的环境基督徒。
I arranged all the circumstances and the believers around you.
希望你能够在你人生的历程当中能够认识神。
And I hope in your journey you can believe the Lord and know the Lord.
但是你硬着心。
But you harden your neck and your heart.
你拒绝了我，拒绝了神。
You rejected me, you rejected God.
现在我要来审判你。
And now I'm here to judge you.
所以，弟兄姊妹，当人有责任的时候，神才能够审判这个人。
So brothers and sisters, when humans have responsibility, then God can judge us.
如果这个人都不需要负责任的话，就无从审判起。
If we don't need to take any responsibility, God cannot judge us.
也就是说，在信主这件事情上面，人是有他的责任的。
So in the matter of believing in the Lord, we have our responsibility.
所以在审判的时候呢，神就照着人的责任来审判他。
So at the judgment day, God will judge us according to our own responsibility.
然后现在我们都是信主了。
Now we're all believers.
是的，那个伟修弟兄说，哎呀，所有都是接受，都是白白的恩典了。
Yes, our brother Benjamin said, everything is of grace. We received freely everything from the Lord.
我们人会有一个误解。
We as human, we have a misunderstanding.
对，恩典就是要主要一直给我。
It's like grace is God continues to give.
然后我就单方面的一直拿，一直接受。
I just continue to receive from God.
最好就是一个想法，就是都是我的。
Everything is mine.
通通都是我的。
Everything for me.
好处都是我的。
All blessings come. All benefits come.
因为神是恩典嘛。
Because God is of grace.
所以一直给，一直给，我一直接受，都是好处。
So he continues to give, and I continue to receive. Everything is of grace.
这是一个错误的观念。
This is a wrong understanding.
我举一个简单的例子。
Let me give a simple example.
比如说，我是个当我是个学生要念大学。
Let's say when I'm a high school student, I'm going to college.
那我本身是没有能力负担我的学费。
I myself am not able to pay the money of my tuition.
然后我的父母亲就给了我这个白白的恩典。
So my parents freely gave me the grace.
他们可能也是赚钱也赚得很辛苦的。
So they earn the money hardly.
但他们心中甘心乐意，希望看到他的孩子能够受到好的教育。
But they're willing to see their children have a good education.
所以这是他们白白的礼物，也就是恩典，给了这个学生，给了我。
So this is a free gift they gave to me as a student.
那我去大学了，我要做什么呢？有我玩四年吗？
Do I just play for all the 4 years in the university?
我就在那边OK, 这是来的恩典，反正我就是take it for granted, 就是反正就是给我的嘛，你们乐意要给我的。
So you're willing to give me this money, so I just take everything for granted.
当然不是这样子。
Of course not.
对，当这个礼物给下来的时候
，When this gift is given to me,
然后这个学生他身上就带了一个责任。
This student, he has a responsibility.
他在他的学习上面要尽他的本分跟责任。
in his education, he has to do his part, do his responsibility.
对，不管也许我们有的人比较聪明，比较会读书，有的不是那么会。
Maybe someone is smart and he's good at studying, someone are not.
但是这个人他心中要有个感觉，我希望我的学习跟我们蒙的恩典相称。
So this person has to have a feeling that my walk in my study has to be worthy of the grace I receive.
对，我现在接受了这个恩典。
I receive the grace.
然后这个恩典是让我在这个学校当中能够受到好的教育。
This grace is for me to get a good education in the college.
然后我就这里面就带进了这个我这个人身上的一个责任。
So this brings in my responsibility.
我们看那个一个例子哈，是在创世纪第六章。
Let's see an example in the book of Genesis.
创世纪第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪第六章八跟九节。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 8 to 9.
唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩，挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God.
这个是圣经里面第一次提到恩典。
It's the first time in Bible mentioned grace.
他讲到说这边有一个地上有一个人叫做挪亚。
So there is a man named Noah.
然后这个人在耶和华的那个眼前呢，是一个蒙恩典的人。
So Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
很可能哈，这个但弟兄姊妹有些细节我没有提哈，就是在那个世代是一个邪恶的世代。
Possibly some details I didn't mention, but that generation is a wicked generation.
有可能。在当挪亚活在那个罪恶的时代的时候
，So possibly when Noah lived in that wicked generation，
他心中觉得，我现在活在这种时代，我很需要神的恩典。
He had a deep feeling that I really need the grace of God in this wicked generation。
我不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有这种感觉啊
？I don't know, brother and sister, do you have a feeling like this？
对，我们是活在一个往下坠落的时代。
We're living in a generation which continues going down.
对，我们是活在一个瘟疫的时代。
We're living in a generation of the generation of pandemic.
对，我们活在一个可能会爆发战争的时代。
We're in a generation of wars.
对，我们是活在一个就算是经济社会环境都非常不稳定的一个时代。
And the economics and the society is all unstable.
对，我们是否有个感觉，主啊，我很需要你的恩典，让我活在这个时代里。
Do I really have the feeling that Lord, I need your grace so I can live in this generation?
在这边有一句话，很特别，他是说，挪亚是在耶和华眼前蒙恩。
So this verse is very special. It says.Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
对，我们可以这样想，这个蒙恩典呢，是从神的眼光来看才是蒙恩典。
So this finding grace is from the perspective of God, then it can be called found grace.
对，它不是从人的眼光跟角度来看。
It's not from the perspective of human.
因为我们有时候从人的眼光跟角度，我会觉得，哎呀，这个我这个。如果我工作这个薪水很高的话，我是蒙恩典。
So sometimes when we from the perspective of ourselves, when our salary is high, we feel we're blessed.
然后我读书这个读得很棒，都是 straight A 的话，那就是恩典。
I got straight A, then I thought I had grace from God.
对，有的时候我们看我们的眼光觉得这些，哎呀，环境很顺利，我们觉得这些是所谓的恩典。
And our perspectives and our minds, think this is how we get grace from God.
没有错，很多时候神也在地上的事情要给我们祝福。
Yes, that's right. Sometimes God will bless us for our earthly living.
但很可能哈，挪亚在那个时代，他也没什么钱，也没什么 发达的地位，没有的。
But maybe in that generation, Noah didn't have a lot of money or a very high status.
对，但是在他在神的眼光来看，这个人他是一个蒙恩典的人。
But in the eyes of the Lord, he is someone who found grace.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的很需要求主开我们心中的眼睛，看见什么是神眼中是看为恩典的事。
So brothers and sisters, we need to ask the Lord to open our inner eyes to see what is really the grace from the perspective of God.
但是我们至少知道说，当挪亚因着信，他看见神的那个审判，将来的审判。
At least we need to know by faith, Noah saw the coming judgment from God.
对，他不仅他自己个人与神同行。
Not only himself walked with the Lord.
当神与我们同在的时候，那是一个属灵的福气。
When God's presence is with us, that's our spiritual blessing.
然后在那个时代，全家能够蒙拯救的时候，这是一个神的恩典。
In that generation, the whole household and God saved. That is grace.
弟兄姊妹，我们当我们有家庭的时候
，So brother and sister, when we have a household,
这个家庭哈，整个家能够好好被主全部得着，有主的同在，这是一个很大很宝贵的恩典。
The whole family can be captured by the Lord. This is such a big grace.
对，比我们啊有很棒的房子啦，这个有啊，我对不起，我想不起来，就是很好的车子啦，这个比那个这个恩典比那个大的多了。
This amazing grace is so much better than we got a big house, like good income.
然后当但是在这边哈，挪亚他承担了一个责任。
But Noah hold the responsibility.
神呼召这个义人，就全地上这一个义人要造方舟。
God called this righteous man to build an ark.
他花了可能至少很可能六七十年到一百年的时间造了这个方舟。
He spent 60 to 100 years to build this ark.
他在世人的面前被嘲笑。
So he was mocked before the people.
你每天花这么多力气坐这个船，你是在浪费时间吗？
Spending so much energy every day to build an ark, are you just wasting your time?
所以他是一个蒙恩典的人。
He's the one who received grace.
但是他接受了神的一个责任，要造这个方舟。
But he also received the responsibility to build the ark.
并且他因着信呢，定了那个世代的罪。
And by faith, he condemned that generation.
所以当在圣经里面第一次讲到恩典的时候，他就带着责任了。
So first time when the Bible mentioned grace, this is of grace. Brings in grace.
然后呢，我愿意看一下在路加福音十九章。
So let's turn to Luke chapter 19.Luke chapter 19.
路加福音第十九章的第十，路加福音十九章的一到十节是讲到一个人。
So the book, Luke chapter 19 talks about a man.
十九章一到十节。
Verse 1 to 10.
对，那个人叫做撒该。
That man's name is Zacchaeus.
Okay.我就只读比如说第七到第十节。
I only read from verse 7 to verse 10.
众人看见都私下议论说，他进到罪人家里去住宿。撒该站着对主说，主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁就还他四倍。耶稣说，今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
So verse 7 to 10, but when they saw it, they all complained, saying, He has gone to be with a guest, with a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, I gave half of my goods to the poor. And if I have given anything, I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
那个回到十九章第二节，他是讲撒该的那个职业。
And going back to the verse two, it talks about the vocation of.
对，有一个人名叫撒该，做税吏长，是个财主。
So who was a chief tax collector? And he was rich.
好，当这段圣经讲完撒该之后
，So after this passage talks about Zacchaeus，
然后主耶稣就讲了一个比喻。
So our Lord Jesus Christ shared a parable.
这是从十一节到二十七节。
That's from verse 11 to 27. 21.
对，十一节到二十七节。
Oh.Verse 11 to 27.
他是当就在这个事情正在听的时候呢，主耶稣就又讲了一句，又讲了一个事情。他说哈，第十二节，有一个贵胄往远方去，要得国回来。十三节，便叫了他的十个仆人来，交给他们十锭银子，说：你们去做生意，只等我回来。
So verse 12, then he said, a certain nobleman went into the far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. Verse 13, so he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas, and said to them, do business till I come.
对，我就简单用话语去讲一下这个事情。
I'll just simply, talk about this.
对，然后当那个主人回来之后，然后这几个仆人来见他。
So when the Lord came back, the 10 servants,
然后第一个哈，就是十个人通通拿了，每一个人都只拿一锭银子。
So all of the ten servants, everyone got one mina.
那第一个人呢，他赚了十锭。
The first one who gained ten mina.
然后主人就称赞他说是个有忠心的仆人。
You're a faithful servant.
然后第二个赚了五锭。
The second one who gained five mina.
仍然是一个忠心的仆人。
Another faithful servant.
第三个把他那一锭银子埋在地里。
The third who buried his mina in the ground.
对不起，是包在手巾里。
Oh, it's covered with a handkerchief.
也就是说，他根本没有去赚到任何的银子。
That is being said, he never gained anything.
然后这个主人就非常严厉说，你是一个恶仆。
So the Lord rebuked him and said, "You are a wicked servant."
好，在这个撒该的事情里面呢，我们要想一下，为什么撒该有个反应要把他财产分出去
？The story of Zacchaeus, we have to think about why Zacchaeus have a feeling I want to share and give my assets.
这个撒该哈，主耶稣说这个有一个失丧的人被寻找到了。
So this Zacchaeus, Lord Jesus mentioned him as a sinner now be found.
我相信撒该有一个心中有一个很深刻的感觉，我被神找到了。
I believe that he had a feeling that now I'm found by the Lord.
我过去是一个迷失的羊。
I used to be a lost sheep.
现在主耶稣到了我的家里，我觉得我被神找到了。
And now Lord Jesus came into my house and I am found.
过去这个撒该他不仅是税吏，而且是税吏长。
In the past, not only that he is the tax collector, he was the chief tax collector.
因为当了税吏长，所以就变成一个很有钱的财主。
So he had a lot of money.
过去这个人哈，我们通常对税吏没什么好感的。
In the past, people hold a bad attitude towards the tax collector.
假设我活在那个年代，会对税吏没什么好感，今天没有。
I live in that generation, I won't.
因为他们是随便向这个同胞收钱的。
They collect money from their own people.
在过去呢，撒该所想的就是我这个人要得好处。
In the past, all that he has thought about is I want to gain benefits.
那我以我的利益为优先。
My benefit comes first.
但是今天他蒙了一个很大的恩典，你发现这个人变了。
Now he received amazing grace, and you found that this person changed.
哎，这个人他成了一个想要给出去的人。
He became someone that he wants to give.
也就是说，他里面有个自然的反应，我想要施恩典给别人。
And he had a natural reaction and response. I want to pay grace and give grace.
所以弟兄姊妹，有的时候当我们信主之后，我们感谢主。
So brothers and sisters, after we believe in the Lord, we thank our God.
我们有时候有一种有点像报恩的心态。
We have a heart of paying back.
对，现在主耶稣，哎呀，这个给了我这么好的救恩跟恩典。
Now Lord Jesus gave me such a good salvation and amazing grace.
对，我是不是应该要为主做个什么事情呢？
I need to do something for the Lord.
对，我去找个厕所，是不是可以回报这个恩典？
I need to clean the bathroom maybe to pay back the Lord.
其实这个也不是，我不会说它是完全是错的。
I won't say this is completely wrong.
因为当我们好像接受恩典的时候，
so when we receive grace,
我们会觉得，好像我希望有一个能够从我身上也能够把有一些恩典能够发表。
When we receive grace, we hope that from myself I can pay something back.
但是它更准确的是在后面主用的那个比喻。
More accurately, that's in the parable our Lord Jesus mentioned.
我们先从主那边领受的那个一锭银子，就是神的生命那个恩典。
So first we gain the first mina from our Lord, that is life.
而且每个人都一样哦。
Everyone has the same one mina.
对，并不会因为年长的江弟兄他就先拿了十锭了。
So the elder brother come, he didn't have the 10 mina.
对，他也是一锭。
He has one mina as well.
对，可能我们刚刚信主的弟兄姊妹也是一锭。
The new believers who has one mina as well.
对，我也是一锭。
I have one mina.
但是这边收到这个一锭的这个生命的恩典之后。
But after we receive the mina, the life,
你发现主人在这边有一个预期，我们身上有一个责任。
The Lord has an expectation toward us. We need to have a responsibility.
对，这个责任呢，就是叫我们能够让这个生命的恩典能够增长。
And this responsibility is for us to let the grace grow in us.
能够叫主的这个恩典呢，在我们身上更加的显多。
Let the grace of the Lord to be manifested more abundantly in us.
那个人把那个银子包在手巾里面是怎么回事呢？
That man just wrapped his mina in the handkerchief.
这个叫做徒受恩典。
This is called receiving grace in vain.
对，或是也可以叫做浪费恩典。
Or wasting the grace.
他没有真的使用这个恩典，叫他身上能够丰盛起来。
He didn't use the grace to let the grace to grow abundantly.
对，弟兄姊妹，有多少的时候，当有一个难的环境临到的
？So, brother and sister, how many times when difficult situation circumstances come to us?
对，我们可能忘了祷告。
We forgot to pray.
我们忘了去倚靠主。
We forgot to rely on the Lord.
我们好像没那么有信心。
We don't have faith.
对。结果我们就在这个主临了这个事情，虽然是很难。
This is for sure a difficult circumstance.
但是主要借着这个机会呢，叫我们经历什么是他的恩典。
But the Lord wants to use this difficult circumstance to let us experience what is grace.
如果我们把这个恩典埋起来的话，不去用它
，If we bury the grace and we don't use the grace,
我们就等于是在浪费恩典。
Then we are wasting the grace.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是否愿意做一个满有恩典的人呢
？So brother and sister, are we willing to be someone who is full of grace?
除了对，有的时候我们对朋友，我们会带他们去买菜嘛。
You know, sometimes we bring the gospel friends to the grocery store.
我自己好像也带了朋友买了十年吧。可能不到了，八年以上。
Like for 10 years or like 80 years, I brought the gospel friends to the store.
对，有时候可能帮忙朋友或是帮忙弟兄姊妹搬家啦，做一些事情。
Or help moving, our brothers and sisters or the friends.
对，我的最高纪录是一个夏天搬了大概7家。
My record is I moved 7 times in one summer.
对，有的时候我们觉得没有错，这个也是一种的恩典。
You know, sometimes we thought of this is One grace. This can be called grace.
但愿主让我们从这些事情呢，是从里面所发表出来的。
But may the Lord, everything we do is all from our inner part.
如果我这个人是一个能够赦免人的人
，If I'm someone who is able to forgive others,
这个人是有恩典的。
This person who has grace.
对，就像那个有罪的女人，她接受主的赦免。
Like the sinful woman who received the forgiveness from the Lord.
他深深的感觉到，这是一个蛮有恩典的主。
to deeply felt this Lord is full of grace.
对，有时候一些年长的弟兄或姊妹，他们讲一些鼓励的话。
Sometimes we heard encouragement from elder brothers and sisters.
哦，很稀奇啊！我觉得就那个话语里面就带着膏油和恩典。
It's amazing their words are full of anointing oil and grace.
对，有些时候这些话有可能是不太好听，是责备的。
Maybe sometimes this is of rebuke.
对，那个也是恩典。
That is grace as well.
弟兄姊妹，我们要有一个心愿，愿意成为一个蛮有恩典的人。
We need to have a desire that I want to be a person full of grace.
对，不是靠着自己做出来的。
Not by my own work.
对，乃是靠着主所给的那个恩典。
But by the grace from the Lord.
对，当我们领受主的恩典越多的时候。
And when we receive the grace more from the Lord,
我们就发现这个人他就是越有恩典的人。
And we find this person is more of grace.
他越有恩典呢，他就越像一个恩典的管道，能够把恩典能够传递给别人。
The more grace he has, he can be the vessel to bring the grace to other people.
对，戴德森弟兄有一个戴德森弟兄做了很多比较人看见很大的事情。
Our brother Hudson Taylor, he did a lot of magnificent things before people.
对，虽然他只是一个人试着去中国内地传福音。
It's just a single person who went into the inland China to preach the gospel.
哇，没有想到神可以借着这个人，可能让上万的甚至十几万的中国人，就从他开始好了，能够十几万的中国人能够这样信主。
So from him, God used this person to lead thousands of Chinese people to believe in the Lord.
但他有一个小故事，还是给我印象很深的。
But he had a simple story which left a very deep impression in me.
对，戴德森弟兄到了后来，他非常非常的忙。
In his old time, he was very busy.
你看，有好多地方各样的那个服事跟福音的工作。
He had a lot of like services and.Gospel sharing meetings.
对，他要写很多的信。
He has to write a lot of letters.
要处理很多的事情。
A lot of business.
但有一个特点。
But one thing.
当有人来找他交通的时候。
When people came to talk to him.
然后戴德森弟兄就跟他交通。
So our brother Hudson Taylor fellowshiped with that brother and sister.
然后那个人会觉得哈，好像戴德森。这个人他所有的时间呢都是属于我的。
So that person had a feeling, all the time of Hudson Taylor is for me.
对，戴德森其实非常忙。
Hudson Taylor was very busy.
但是当他比如说我去找他交通的时候，我觉得他好像全心全意的在跟我交通。
Let's take an example. If I went to have fellowship with our brother Hudson Taylor, he put all his heart in fellowshipping with me.
有可能需要的话，你要交通多久，我都跟你交通。
No matter how long he will spend the time with you to fellowship.
当然以后如果弟兄姊妹找韩弟兄交通的话，你们不要这样要求。
So in the future, if you want to request to have fellowship with Brother Alex, don't do that.
我只是一个例子哈。
That's just an example.
就是说这边有一个人，他是蛮有恩典的人。
There is a man who is full of grace.
我们当然还有受浸聚会哈。
We'll have.Baptism meeting after.
我最后想要讲一个事情。
So at the end, I want to share one thing.
我们要学习在恩典中，我们有个责任啊，在我们守着这个恩典，我们要有一个悔改跟回转。
In this, we have a responsibility in the grace. We need to repent and return.
在那个路加福音十三章二十八节。
In Luke chapter 3, verse 28.
路加福音十三章二十八节。
Luke 13:28.
你们要看见亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和众先知都在神的国里，你们却被赶到外面，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourself thrust out.
圣经里面讲到一个人的一个很大的一个悔恨的时候
，Bible talks about the regret。
他讲到这个人，他是用哀哭切齿来形容这个人的一个表现。
It's weeping and gnashing of the teeth。
我记得我们去年 Samuel 弟兄有讲到这个 regret。
So last year our brother Samuel shared regret。
在圣经里面有一个后悔，给我一个很深的印象。
So in the Bible, I had a deep impression of the word regret.
这个是在撒加利亚书的第十二章，在旧约圣经，撒加利亚书十二章。
That's in the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah, chapter 12.
撒加利亚书的十二章的第十到第十四节。
So the book of Zechariah, chapter 12, verse 10 to 14.
嗯 ，OK， 我先念第十节哈。
Start from verse 10.
我必将那使人叫人恳求的灵浇灌大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民，他们必仰望我，就是他们所扎的，必为我悲哀，如丧独生子，又为我愁苦，如丧长子。
And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for firstborn.
十一节
verse 11.
那日耶路撒冷必有大大的悲哀，如米吉多平原之哈达林门的悲哀。
In that day there shall be a great mourning in Jerusalem, like the mourning at Hadad-Rimon in the plain of Megiddo.
十二节前面
verse 12, the first part.
境内一家一家的都必悲哀。
And the land shall mourn every family by itself.
我就不全念了
I won't read through.
有一天当主再来的时候
So one day when our Lord comes back
在耶路撒冷犹太人当中有一个很大的悲哀
In Jerusalem there is a big mourning in the Jews
他们一看到那个来的弥赛亚的时候
When they see the Messiah coming
他们突然里面有一个很大的 regret 很大的后悔
They have a big regret in their hearts
我们当初所盯的所拒绝的这一位我们那么强力的抵挡的这一位他是弥赛亚
That Christ I rejected and that pierced He is the Messiah
所以他们在全境里面有一个很大的悔改跟悲哀
There is a big regret and a return and repentance in that land
没有人想要跟别人讲话
Nobody wants to talk to the other one
一个一个的在那边后悔
All regrets
我单独在那里想来到主面前我跟你后悔
I come to the Lord and I regret
他们在那里流泪在那里悲哀在那边想说悔不当初啊
They weep and mourn and I shouldn't have done that before
弟兄姊妹这个就是我们有一天如果我们在哀哭切齿的情形底下 就是这种感觉
So brother and sister that is the feeling when we are weeping and gnashing our teeth.
我常常在想为什么一个人会有这么大的一个悔恨
I often be thinking about why a person would have such a great regret.
但一个原因是因为啊原来这个国度这么美好的一个国度呢我进不去
Maybe one thing I'm not able to enter the kingdom of heaven.
但是有一个很重要的原因哈
But there's one important reason.
当一个人蒙恩越多
When a person receives the grace more,
然后他忘恩越大的时候
And he's ungrateful more,
然后他的后悔他就越大
The more his regret will be.
当我们接受一个恩典很大的恩典的时候呢但是我把它浪费掉
When I receive amazing grace, but I wasted.
我不仅觉得后悔把这个恩典浪费掉
Not only I regret that I wasted my grace
我觉得我对不起那个施恩给我的那一位
I felt guilty before the one who gave me grace
其实我在有时候在那个新闻里面就是我在早期的时候新闻常常读到这种新闻
I read some news from the newspaper
对 有个孩子他去上学呢他的学费是比如说是他的祖母所为他筹措的学费。
So a guy went to the college and all his tuition was by the hard-earned money from his grandma.
对，或是他的，对他，可能是因为台湾有那种收破烂的，就是捡垃圾的。
In Taiwan, there's garbage collector.
对，然后他们 捡垃圾会去在整理之后再去卖钱的。
They will sell the garbage to earn money.
对，那是非常辛苦的工作，但收入也非常的少。
That is a very difficult work and with very limited income.
但是就是有这种新闻，就是他把好多年辛苦积存的这个存款呢，通通给他的那个孙子去念书了。
So there is the grandma who she gave everything the hard-earned money to his grandchild to go to the college.
结果这个孩子呢，根本就不好好念书。
But the guy he didn't study hard.
对，随随便便去打架，然后进了监狱。
He went to the jail for fighting.
啊，毕不了业。
He couldn't graduate.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
有一天我们来到主的面前。
One day when we come before the Lord，
如果我们是这种浪费恩典的情况的话
，If we are such person who waste the grace，
然后我们面对主的时候
，When we meet the Lord，
我们会觉得非常非常的后悔
，We will feel regretful and guilty。
我们的主为我们死，他对我们这么好，这么有恩典。
Our Lord who died for us， He showed such amazing grace to us。
所以我完全都浪费了。
I wasted them all.
然后我会有一个很大的后悔。
I will have a great regret in me.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天
，So brother and sister today，
明明知道后面会有一个后悔
，And we know there would be a regret.
我们有一个机会，不要往那个后悔的路走。
And we have an opportunity. We don't choose the way to be regretful.
我们在今天这个时候呢，就要抓住机会，学习能够。感谢主给我们的恩典。
We can take the opportunity today to thank our Lord，
并且学习能够做一个多蒙恩典的人。
To learn to be someone who can receive grace from God，
可能不是我们想象的那种恩典。
Maybe it may not be the blessings and the grace like what we think about，
而是在耶和华眼前，他觉得那是蒙福的恩典。
But the grace is before the eyes of the Lord. He thinks that is grace.
也许因着如此，我们见主那天呢，就不会有这种后悔。
Maybe because of this, we won't be regretful when we meet the Lord that day.
这个后悔是因为主的恩典太大了。
This regretful is for God's grace.
但是我们就像今天我们受浸主要表明的一个意义。
Like the baptism.Today is to kind of show.
对，我们愿意在我们的我们的生活里面，叫我们的行事为人与我们所蒙恩的召相称。
I want in my life walk worthy of the calling from God.
对，一举一动有一个新生的样式。
I live in the newness of life.
我想我就有一个结束的祷告。
I'll have an end prayer.
主啊，我们实在感谢你。
Lord, we really thank you.
主啊，你不仅是施恩的主
，You're the one who gives grace。
主啊，你仍然赐下过了恩典，叫我们能够往前行。
You still give sufficient grace that we can press on。
你赐下恩典，叫我们不仅蒙恩，并且也能够施恩。
You give us grace that we can be blessed and we can give grace to people。
主啊，愿我们都每一个都做一个常常是深深感恩的人。
Lord, may we all be the one who can deeply grateful。
也叫我们学习。常常爱惜你给我们的机会，能够在你面前主啊得恩典。
Let us to redeem the time and take the opportunity to give grace.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of our Jesus Christ.
Amen.